Aside, in a special compartment, strings of supremely beautiful pearls were spread out, the electric light flecking them with little fiery sparks, pink pearls pulled from saltwater fan shells in the Red Sea, green pearls from the rainbow abalone, yellow, blue, and black pearls, the unusual handiwork of various mollusks from every ocean, and of certain mussels from rivers up north, in short, several specimens of incalculable worth that had been oozed by the rarest of shellfish. Some of these pearls were bigger than a pigeon egg. They were more than equal to one that explorer Travinet sold the Shah of Persia for 3 million francs, and they surpassed that other pearl owned by the Iman of Muscat, which I believe to be unrivaled in the entire world. Consequently, to calculate the value of this collection was, I should say, impossible. Captain Nemo must have spent millions in acquiring these different specimens, and I was wondering what financial resources he tapped to satisfy his collector's fancies when these words interrupted me.